Sing Out Magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today, it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from the CD Earth Tones from Tony Elman. We heard the tune Rain Dance, which was inspired by a walk in the Costa Rican jungle. Earth Tones is on Acorn Records. This week, we complete our two-part feature, Sing Me a Song. Music is a great way to make a story come alive, and it makes for a fine way to transport the theme of a tale. We'll spend this first set with music and stories from the North Woods, and we'll open with Brian Miller and Randy Goza and the title track of their CD, The Falling of the Pine, on Two Tap Records. More story songs in this week's edition of the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Come, all you men, a-wanting of courage bold, undaunted, prepare unto the shanties before your youth's decline. The spectators, they will ponder and gaze on you with wonder, for your noise exceeds the thunder at the falling of the pine. Oh, the shanty, it's our station, lumbering our occupation, where each man has his station, some to score and some to line. Oh, it's 9 foot of a block we will bust at every knock, and the wolves and bears we'll shock at the falling of the pine. When the day it is a-breakin' from our slumbers we're awakened, and breakfast being over, our axes we will grind. Through the woods we do advance, where our axes sharp do glance, and like brothers we'll commence for to fall the stately pine. Then it's through the woods we go, through the cold and stormy snow, and it's there we labor gaily till bright Phoebus does not shine. Then the shanties we'll go in, and our songs of love we'll sing, and we'll make the valleys ring with the falling of the pine. When the weather it grows colder, like lions we get bolder, and while this forms grief for others, it is but the least of mine. For the frost and snow so keen, it can never keep us in, it can never keep us in from the falling of the pine. When the snow is all diminished, our shanty work is finished, and banished are we but for a little time. Then far away we're scattered, just until the booms are gathered, just until the booms are gathered into handsome rafts of pine. And when we get to Quebec, boys, you know we won't forget, and our whistles we will wet with some brandy and good wine. With fair maidens we will boast till our money is all used, and me boys will ne'er refuse to go back and fall the pine.
You know, I've heard that usually in lumber camps there were one or two men that were very good singers that would entertain the whole bunch at night sometime after supper, you know.
Friends, come and listen while I sing to you a song. 'Tis all about the Pinewood boys and how they're getting along. They're a jolly set of fellows, so merry and so fine, who spend pleasantly cutting down the pine. Some have left their homes and friends, and others they love so dear, into the lonesome pine woods their pathways they do steer, into turn again. They go back out a cheerful heart and a well-contented mind. For the wintry winds do not blow cold among the waving pines, so long their saws and axes ring until the sun goes down. Hurrah, my boys, for the day is done, for the shanty we are bound. When supper it is over, it is amongst the crew. They load up all their pipes and smoke until bunks they glide to dream away the lonesome hours while working in the pine. Mm-hmm. 4 o'clock next morning, the foreman loudly shouts, "Get up there, all you teamsters. It's time that you were out." The teamsters get up in a clearly frightful way. One says, "Lost my boot pack and my sock has gone astray." When springtime rolls around, how glad will be its day. Some will return to their homes and friends, while others will wander away. When floating ice goes down and business it does thrive, 300 able-bodied men are wanted on the drive. With jam pipes and with PVs, those local men do go in risk their dear lives out on some wild stream. You know, those cold frosty mornings, air shivering with cold, so much ice upon their jam pipes they cannot scarcely hold. Where'er hear this song sung, you may know its lines are true. And if you doubt one word of it, as some of the lumber crew, 'twas in Jim Lockwood's shanty this song was sung with glee. This puts end to my shanty song, signed F.E.B.
Of Michigan, we will go together. We will leave the settled life far, far behind. Even in the wilderness, we won't mind the weather. If we know our fortunes, we soon will find. Un, deux, un, deux, trois. Paddling the big canoes, gathering the furs. Un, deux, un, deux, trois. We're the boys who came from France, we are the voyageurs. In our caps of apple red, sashes of bright yellows, we're as handsome as a bird sitting in the trees. Even when we're working hard, we are merry fellows, if we have a song to sing in many harmonies. Un, deux, trois. Paddling the big canoes, gathering the furs. Un, deux, trois. We're the boys who came from France, we are the voyageurs. Even in the cold and rain, we don't worry, do we? We just laugh and turn our backs and sing another song. Trapping beaver and muskrat for the good King Louis, or trading with the Indians as we go along. Un, deux, and a twine, paddling the big canoes, gathering the furs. Un de toile. We're the boys who came from France, we are the voyageurs. Well, now our home is Michigan, we don't need another. We're content to stay right here with one regret. How we miss the cooking of our auntie and our mother. We would love a fat croissant and an omelette. Un de toile, paddling the big canoes, gathering the furs. Un de toile, we're the boys who came from France, we are the voyageurs. We are the boys who came from France, we are the voyageurs.
That was Kitty Donahoe from her recording Bunyan and Banjos, and the story of the voyageurs, the French fur traders and trappers up in the Great Lakes region. Voyageurs from Kitty Donahoe. That's on Roheen Records. And before that, from a wonderful collection of music from northern New York State, we heard a recording called Songs to Keep from the Marjorie Lansing Porter Collection, the Adirondack North Country Recordings Reimagined. And we actually heard Marjorie Porter do a little intro to Cutting Down the Pines, sung by Clelia Evans. Songs to Keep is on Tawny Records. And we let off that set with Brian Miller and Randy Goza, the title track of their recording, The Falling of the Pine. That's from the singing of a Minnesota lumberjack, farmer, and saloon keeper named Michael Cassius Dean, who published it in 1922. The Falling of the Pine is on 2-Tap Records. Well, we're going to lead off this next set with Nora Rendell from her recording Spinning Yarns and the story of Lost Jimmy Whalen. Here's Nora Rendell on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Where I
said she went out, stay on earth with me. Don't leave me alone for to weep and to rave. If you won't mind me in bed here beside me, oh, Jimmy, take me to your cold, silent grave. Darling, to me, you are asking a favor that no earthly mortal can grant unto thee. For death is the dagger that holds us asunder. And wide is the gulf love between you and me. One fond embrace, love, and then I must leave you.
It's the pub behind the square. If ever you're in Portadown, anyone can point you there. We have lagers, ales, and porters, but the thing that brings them in is the whiskey that McConville brews. That's where this all begins. In all the years I've worked there, and for 50 years before, not a bottle of the sweet stuff ever walked outside the door. 'Cause McConville laid the rule down, and it was honored till today. You can drink your fill while at the bar, but the bottle has to stay. Or 7 years ago, when young Jimmy first came by, he was looking for a local. We were the third place that he'd try. He looked around, no Ferns, no telly blaring from the bar. And once he tried the whiskey, Jimmy never strayed too far. He'd come in after dinner for an hour, maybe more. He'd play some cards and talk and joke, 'cause that's what a local's for. Before he'd leave most nights, because the bottles had to stay, he'd ask me for a whiskey just to see him on his way. Three days ago his mate came in. He said Jimmy took a fall from the roof that he was working on. had no chance at all. And today, after the funeral, after Barry and young Jim, they came here to his second home. Mourners crowded in. Then I did a thing I never thought I'd do till it was done. I took a bottle from the shelf, I held it up for everyone. Rules are made for breaking. Tonight the whiskey leaves the bar. An auction for the family will give me £50 to start. At £500 the bidding stopped. Yeah, you couldn't hear a sound, but for the roar, as Jimmy's friends stepped up and laid their pay packs down. And I can't believe I did it. I never thought I'd see the day that I'd hand someone the bottle and then watch it walk away. As I was headed home tonight, I passed the graveyard by. I'm sure that I heard singing and silhouetted on the sky were Jimmy's friends. They were pouring something on his grave, a little offering for young Jim. Help him on his way. I work down at McConville's. That's the pub behind the square. If ever you're in Portadown, anyone point you there.
This is The Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1749. This is The Sing Out, Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. This week's theme comes from the CD Earth Tones by Tony Elman, and we just heard a tune called Planxty Frank, a song for a cat who looks like a little spotted cow and gives the great hugs. That's on Acorn Music. And before that, a classic on this story song feature, McConville's, from James Keelahan and his recording House of Cards. That's on Borealis Records. It's a great one. And we let off that set with Nora Rendell from her recording Spinning Yarns, and we heard Lost Jimmy Whalen. Jimmy Whalen was rafting off down the Mississippi River up in Ontario, apparently, and he came upon a log jam, and while helping to clear the jam, Jimmy fell overboard and drowned. Lost Jimmy Whalen from Nora Rendell. Spinning Yarns is on Two Tap Music. We're going to travel to the UK for some story songs in this next set. Jackie Oates is a young British fiddler and singer, and this is from her recording Saturnine and the classic The Trees, They Are So High. Here's Jackie Oates on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Was a father at 14, and then daisies were outspread and the buttercups of gold. We'll stretch o'er my pretty lad now cease growing. I'll make my love a shroud of holland fine, and all the while I'm making it, my tears run down the twine. And as the bell doth knell, I shiver as one cold, and weep o'er my pretty lad now done growing. And weep o'er my pretty lad now done growing.
Among the springing thyme, I overheard a young woman converse with Renadine. Her hair was black and her eyes were blue, her lips as red as wine, and he smiled as he looked upon her. Says kind sir, be civil, my company forsake, for in my own opinion I fear you are some rake. And if my parents they should know, my life they would destroy for keeping of your company. On the mountains high, oh no, my dear, I am no rake, brought up in Venus' train, but I am searching for concealment, or from the judge's men. And your beauty so enticed me, I could not pass you by. So with my gun I'll guard you all on the mountains high. Once or twice, till she come to again, and most modestly she asked him, pray tell to me your name. If by chance you look for me, perhaps you'll not me find, for I shall be in my green castle. Day and night she followed him, his teeth so bright they did shine, and he led her over the mountain. Did the sly old Grenadine.
Such a merry night we had at Blackwell. The sound of the fiddle still rings in my ear. Oh, well clipped and heeled were the lads and the lasses, and many a lively young lassie was there.
The better sort they sat snug in the parlour. In the pantry the sweethearts they whispered so soft. The dancers they kicked up a dust in the kitchen. Atlanta the card players sat in the loft. The clogger from Dorston's a famous top hero, and beats all the player folk 20-1. He stamped with his foot and he shouted and roistered till the sweat it ran off of his very chin end. Then he held up a hand like the spout of a teapot and danced across the buckle and leather to part. When they cried, Bonnie barely leapt up to the ceiling, kept snapping his thumbs for a bit of a frat.
The heavy lads were well used to deep drinking and cocking the doors to there's never a beat. The Buckerman chaps are right famous at courting. Their kisses just sound like the latch of a gate.
The lasses of Blackwell are so many angels. The Commonsdale beauties all glory and fun. God help the poor fellow that squints at them dancing. He'll steal away heartless as sure as a gun.
The backer was strong and the ale it was lively, and many a one emptied a quart like a churn. Daft Fred in the nook like a half-frosted devil, he told smutty stories and made them all grin.
Now one sang Tom Linton and another Dick Walters. The farmers all bragged at their fillies and foals, with jibing and joking and shaking and laughing, till some thought it time to set off to the coals.
Struck 11, the platter was brought in with white bread and brown. The knife it was sharp, the great cheese was a topper, and lumps big as lapstones our lads gobbled down.
The trim jolly landlady cried, "Do not be shy. In God's name, step forward now, welcome and eat. Our goods were well filled, we paid up for blind Jenny, and next paid the shot on a great pewter plate. Now full to the throttle with headaches and heartaches, some crept to the clock case instead of the door. Then sleeping and snoring took place of their roaring, and one top another they laid on the floor. The last of December, long, long we'll remember, at 5 in the morn, 1803. Here's health and success to the Grange, Johnny Dawes, and many such meetings may we live to see."
Eliza and Martin Carthy, and they're recording The Moral of the Elephant, Blackwell Merry Night. Sounds like quite a party. That's from the collecting of Rafe Vaughan Williams. The Moral of the Elephant is on Topic Records. And before that, we heard about Reynardine, who appears to be able to change into a fox, collected and adapted by folklorist A.L. Lloyd. And we heard Reynardine from Martin Simpson's newest recording, Trails and Tribulations. That's on Topic Records. And we let off that set with a song from Cornwall, "The Trees, They Are So High," from Jackie Oates and her recording Saturnine. And we also heard a poem recited by Elizabeth Stewart in the Cornwall dialect. That's on ECC Records. You're listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and we're concluding our two-week feature of story songs. Here's Hal Cannon from his self-titled recording and a wonderful story song called "The Blizzard" on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
It was midnight on the Cimarron, not many a year ago. The blizzard was whirling pebbles of sand and bellows of frozen snow. The fiddler improvised a tune. At times he would cease to play. Then shutting his eyes he sang, and he sang in a wild ecstatic way. Then ceasing his song, he whipped and he whipped the strings with his frantic bow, releasing impatient music, first plain and loud, then low. And this is the strange refrain which he sang in a minor key. No matter how long the river will reach the sea. Sitting on boxes and barrels, uncharmed by the fiddler's tune, the herders drank and they bet all night with their cartridges on Vantoon. And once in a while a player, in a spirit of reckless fun, would join in the fiddler's music and fire off the fiddler's gun. An old man sat on a sack of corn and he stared with a vacant gaze. He'd lost his hopes in the gypsum hills, and he thought of the olden days. The tears came fast when that strange refrain came forth in a minor key. No matter how long the river will reach the sea. At morning the tempest ended, and the sun came back once more, and the old, old man from the gypsum hills had gone to the smoky shore. They chopped him a grave in the frozen ground where the morning sunlight fell. With a restful look he held in his hand an invisible asphodel. They filled up the grave and each herder said goodbye till the judgment day. But the fiddler stayed and he sang and he played as the herders walked away. A requiem in a lonesome land, in a mournful minor key. No matter how long the river will reach the sea.
¶¶ was only an old beer bottle drifting along in the foam. Only an old beer bottle, a thousand miles from home. And in it was a paper with these words written on: whoever finds this bottle finds the beer.
Sometimes just a few words are sufficient to tell the story. That was Old Beer Bottle from Michael Cooney and his recording Together Again on Cove Haven Records. He found that in an old book called My Pious Friends and Drunken Companions. And before that, we heard from Hal Cannon and his self-titled recording and a wonderful, wonderful song called The Blizzard. The poem was written back in the 1860s by Eugene Ware. And that improvised cadenza on the violin was by Flavia Cervinho Wood. Of course, that's included in the text of The Blizzard. It's on Okie Dokie Records from Hal Cannon. You've been listening to The Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Hope you've enjoyed these past 2 weeks of story songs. Next week, we're going to push the envelope a little bit with some players who kind of play their music in just a little different fashion or on some different instruments as well. And then winter comes your way on the Sing Out Radio Magazine the next week. You can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1749.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning, I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning, I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a song, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning, I'd sing it in the evening, all over this land. I'd sing out danger, I'd sing out a warning, I'd sing out a love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. Well, I got a hammer, and I got a bell, and I got a song to sing all over this land. It's the hammer of justice, it's the bell of freedom, it's the song about love between my brothers and my sisters all.